As part of this special series funded by the European Cultural Foundation, I'm delighted to be working with artist and activist Isaiah Lopez to share exclusive first listens to his new project, Anthology Appendix. Anthology Appendix is a multimedia project centered around queer Black fiction and includes readings, rituals, discussions, and performances. Today's story is In the Eyes of Our Mothers. On opposite ends of the city, one mother attempts to atone for not accepting her daughter as they play TV catch-up, while another battles and belittles her daughter at a family dinner. Both daughters live peacefully and poetically together, but must separately navigate the visions of the women who carried them. In the Eyes of Our Mothers explores love, compromise, and family ties, and is voiced by Isaiah Lopez.
In the Eyes of Our Mothers by Isaiah Lopez. Jazlyn and Angela. I'm watching some TV show about a Black couple, dark-skinned Black man, light-skinned Black woman, probably mixed-raced, that get into a throuple with a white girl. Ugh, that sounds like trash. What's a throuple? It's a three-way couple. Like, instead of a couple, there are three people. A throuple. Are you and Ash, do you two do that? If we were, would you really want to know, Mom? If you were, would you tell me? Maybe. She needs to fight harder for you. No, she doesn't. Yes, she does. I don't want her to fight them for me. Not with them. She's their child. Okay, so we didn't grow up like this, but family is family. They have to accept her. They need to accept you, the two of you. I just want to remind you how long it took you to accept me. Yeah, but that was a long time ago. For them, it's new, and I guess they just need time. Doesn't it bother you, though? I can't do anything about it, Mom. That's her family. She loves them. It could be worse. They could decide to have nothing to do with her, but they don't. And I don't care if they don't want me around all the time. But you're a part of Ash's life. They need to recognize that you're not going anywhere. Besides, I'm sure at some point they knew that their daughter was... That she was what, Mom? All I'm saying is that every mother knows. Mom, really? Why are you... It's the truth. Every mother knows, and it's kind of obvious. Can I say that? That she was, you know, gay. What makes it obvious? What does that mean? The way she carries herself, the way she dresses. You're telling me that they had absolutely no idea that that child was gay. That's not how it works. There's not one way to be gay. You're not gay because of how you carry yourself or how you dress. It's not a formula, like dress like this, move like this, think like whatever. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry if I said something wrong. It's fine, Mom, but do you even know why you're sorry? What you're sorry for? I don't, but I'm going to think about it, and yeah, I'm going to think about it. Think about what I said. I didn't mean anything, but I know that's not enough, so I'll think about it. Anyway, her family needs to support her. That's what I'm trying to say. I know you're trying to help or trying to support me. I get it. But it kind of makes me... It bothers me because I can't do anything about it, and I'm just trying to accept it for what it is. And you keep bringing it up every time I share it with you. And I don't know, sometimes you act like it's happening to you, like you're in this relationship. And I just wish you would listen to me or just be here, and we don't even need to talk about it, you know? Yes, you're right, I know. I'm sorry. It hurts. It makes me angry. Maybe it even reminds me how I used to act, and that's something that I need to think about for myself. Maybe you're right. Even if it bothers me that they're not accepting my child, that they're not seeing that she's someone who is important to their daughter, and that she's someone. She's herself, and they should... I want them to look at you and to judge you for who you are, because maybe if they did that, they would see that you're a good person for their daughter. Thanks, Mom. I get it. It really is sweet. You always bring up how I didn't accept you in the beginning. That's not true. It is. You do. But I also have to live with that because that's how I acted. I just hope you're still not in any way hurt by the past and how I behaved. I'm sorry, and I won't do that again. I won't let you go. Oh, Mom, it's okay. I'm okay. You raised me to be responsible for myself, and you taught me to, or to at least try to just be good with me. Most of the time, that's who I am. Not all the time, but I'm okay. The past is the past. I forgive you, and we're so far away from that. I never thought that you would, that I would see you standing up for me the way that you do. It means a lot to me. And I know that you're upset about Ash's family, but honestly, the most important thing for me is that we can hop on the train and that we always have a place and space at the house. We're always welcome with you. I know Ash appreciates it. I hope so. She does. I know she does. She told me. What are you going to do when Ash comes home? I think we're just going to watch Insecure. Oh, did you send me the last episode? Yeah, Mom, I sent it to you on Monday. Oh, okay, I have to check again. I didn't see it. Did you see, Mom, this commercial for the series with Michaela Cole? Oh, that funny girl with the amazing cheekbones. Didn't we watch her when we were making Christmas dinner? Yeah, it was chewing gum that we watched. Yeah, that's it. I watched her on Netflix about the show. I mean, in the show about the genocide in Rwanda. Did you two see that one? No, not yet. I would love to see Issa and Tracy in some sort of spin-off show. Yeah, that would be cool. What's this new show about? The title is really interesting. I May Destroy You. It's about... Actually, it might not be... Wait, I'm looking it up right now. Oh, I like that jacket that she's wearing. And the wig. She looks really good. She's really striking. I like when she was at the BAFTAs wearing that dress that her mother... Oh. Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's about that. I see. Well, I guess I'm glad. I don't know if glad is the right word, but I'm glad that they're making shows about this. With girls who look like us, because these are things we need to talk about. Mama, Ash, Esther, Simon Peter, Uncle Enzo, Dad. Hurry up, we're eating in 10 minutes. And take off your shoes. Is that all you brought? Did you come here straight from the gym? Stop yelling at me, I'm not late. You know you're supposed to be here at 7. You're never here anymore. You could be on time when you decide to come. I am on time. Here. No. No. Take it to your auntie and uncle, yourself. Come in, hurry up, and take off your shoes. Ash, Ash, Ash! Excuse me, auntie. Ash, it's me, the Tug-a-Lug monster. Oh, no, no, I forgot my Tug-a-Lug monster spray. Oh, no, she's here. She's tugging on my clothes. I think, Mom, what do you think? I think I'm going to have to pick her up. I'm picking her up. She's Tug-a-Lugging out my clothes, but I've got her. She can't go anywhere. I'm going in. I'm going in for a hug. A hug stops the tug-a-lugging, and I'm hugging her, and she's hugging me back, and the tugging has stopped. Esther, did you finish setting the table? Yes. Okay, go see if your parents need anything else. Yes, Auntie Tina. There's somebody, a man here. I think he's here because of... Esther, what did I tell you to do? Sorry. Why are you yelling at her? What's she talking about? Hey, Ash. Call her Ashley. She's not what you get after you set something on fire. My bad. Sorry, Auntie. Hey, Ashley. She may not be what you get when you set something on fire, but she can shorten her name because she likes Ash. Stop correcting people all the time, Mom. Your father and I named you Ashley. That's your name. It's not Ash. It's Ashley. People should call you Ashley and not Ash because that is your name. Ugh, are you wearing cologne? Yes, Mom, I am. Can you, when you come here, when you're here around us, can't you act? Can't you just, do you have to be like this when you come here? Do we have to see it, to be confronted with it? Do you have to be so loud? You want me to take those, Ashley? Thanks, Simon Peter. Yes, please. Thank you, Simon Peter. Mom, I just got here, okay? I'm trying. I'm trying too. I've been trying all of your life, but I don't want you throwing all of this in my face. It's too much. It really is. Well, it's this or nothing. It's this or nothing. It's... Is that Goober Tutu? Hey, Uncle Enzo. Come here. Why are you two standing in the doorway? Come in. Come inside. All right, now she got that undercut. Yes, I was like, I don't really need hair on the sides of my head. And in the back. You like it? You would look good if you had no hair. If you shaved your head. It's cool. Don't give her any ideas, Enzo. How is Jazlyn? Ugh, I'm going to see if Eugene needs help in the kitchen. Yeah, why don't you go and do that? As I was saying, how is Jazlyn? She's good. She's just, she's at home watching TV. Yeah, I know. Listen, don't let me forget, I made something for her. You didn't have to do that, Uncle Enzo. Yeah, I did. And it's something she gonna like. I know she liked my bread pudding. Now see, every time you send her something back, she's like, why can't you cook, Ash? You don't need to cook. You got me. Listen, there's somebody here. Me and your auntie got nothing to do with this. Sorry about it. Somebody here? Who is it? What's up? You gonna see in about a minute. Just come on in. Do you and, sorry for this bullshit. Like I said, we didn't do this. Your mama did it. Ashley, get in here. Give me your coat. Go say hi to your daddy. Okay, what kind of shit is? Just go on and get it over with. We all trapped here. It's like that episode of The Twilight Zone. You know the one. Damn, can't it just be a dinner? Can't we just eat and try to get along? You know we can't do that. Not in this family. Everything we do is one big fuck up. But we fuck up together. At least there's that. Coming, Dad. That's the spirit. We got peach cobbler for dessert. If I don't throw it at your mama and daddy, there might be some of that left over to take to Jazz, too. Uncle Enzo, I don't know how I would survive these dinners without you. Olive juice. Olive juice, too, Goober Tutu.